Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 14th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., PLG, TSX PTM, updates Waterberg Project Progress, reports $3.4 million 9-month loss. Group Metals Ltd., TM recently reported a net loss of $3.4 million for the 9 months ended May 31, 2025, as it focuses on advancing its Waterberg project in South Africa. The company aims to move the PGM mine to a development decision with construction financing and offtake agreements. PTM highlighted collaboration with Valterra and FIU via Lion Battery Technologies to explore battery applications using platinum and palladium. Recent financing activities included a $1 million private placement with HCI and $12.3 million raised through its 2025 at-the-market program. PTM is evaluating concentrate processing options, including a proposed Saudi Arabian smelter and a matte furnace in South Africa. The company's updated Waterberg DFS supports the project's large-scale, low-cost potential, while its 2024 ESG rating from Digbee came in at BBB.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation expands investor communications through retention of investment relations firm. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has expanded its investor communications by retaining the services of Proactive Investors, an internationally recognized investor and public relations firm. Proactive's reach spans key finance and investing hubs worldwide, providing expertise in digital journalism and investor relations. Thomas Sauv, CEO of the company, expressed excitement about the new phase of development, emphasizing the need to communicate achievements and growth potential to the public. Royalty Management Holding Corporation aims to build shareholder value by acquiring high-value assets in various industries. The company's model focuses on monetizing existing cash flow streams to support communities and identify future cash flow opportunities. Forward-looking statements in this press release highlight the company's commitment to transparency and communication with shareholders.
Investor News Breaks, NanoViricides, NYS American, and NVC finalizes adaptive trial design for Mpox drug NV3Evin. NanoViricides, Inc., American NVC, has finalized the adaptive clinical trial protocol for its Mpox drug NV387. The Phase 2 trial will target about 80 patients in the Democratic Republic of Congo to assess safety, dosing, and efficacy of NV387 oral gummies. If successful, NanoViricides plans to seek regulatory approvals globally, including for smallpox. NV387 could be the first drug to show clinical efficacy against an orthopox virus in humans, addressing the need for more effective treatments. The company aims to combat the transmissible epidemic threat of clade 1b mpox in Africa and potential risks to Western nations. For more information about NanoViricides and its antiviral therapies, visit nanoviricides.com.
Investor News Breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ BREA, regains NASDAQ compliance with minimum bid price rule. Brera Holdings PLC, a multi-club football ownership company based in Ireland and listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BREA, has regained compliance with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement of $1 per share. The company received formal notice from NASDAQ on July 11, 2025, confirming the matter is now closed. Brera had previously been granted two 180-day grace periods after falling below the required bid threshold in July 2024. To learn more about Brera Holdings PLC and its focus on expanding its social impact football business, visit the company's website at www.breraholdings.com. GeoVax to present at the Emerging Growth Conference on July 16, 2025. GeoVax Labs Inc. will present at the Emerging Growth Conference on July 16, 2025. Chairman and CEO David Dodd will discuss updates on GeoMVA, GeoCM4S1, and Gedeptin programs. GeoMVA received favorable scientific advice from the EMA. GeoCM4S1 is in phase 2 trials for COVID-19. Gedeptin will have a phase 2 trial for head and neck cancer. GeoVax's MVA platform and U.S.-based manufacturing aim to address vaccine supply diversification and pandemic readiness. Register for the conference to participate in the Q&A session. Questions can be submitted in advance or asked live during the presentation. A replay will be available on Emerging Growth's website and YouTube channel. Transforming STD testing. LocalSTDTesting.com launches nationwide. LocalSTDTesting.com has officially launched its services, providing rapid, private, and confidential STD testing nationwide. With over 2,500 partner labs, individuals can order tests online, visit a lab without an appointment, and receive results in 1 to 2 business days. The platform prioritizes user privacy, offering doctor consultations and prescription assistance if needed. By eliminating barriers to testing, LocalSTDTesting.com empowers individuals to take control of their sexual health in a secure and confidential setting, revolutionizing the approach to STD testing in the United States.
Farmer Focus closes on $7 million to advance humane chicken concept. Shenandoah Valley Organic, doing business as Farmer Focus, has secured $7 million in funding to further develop its humane chicken concept. The company, based in Harrisonburg, VA, has previously raised $27.8 million with support from investors like Open Prairie, NRV, Virginia Tech Carilion VTC Innovation Fund, and S2G Ventures. Farmer Focus, founded in 2013 by Corwin Heatwell, aims to empower farmers by allowing them to own their flocks and receive fair compensation. CEO Stephen Shepard, with nearly 2 decades of industry experience, leads the company in its mission to support small family farms. The company's products are available in over 4,000 stores across the East Coast and Midwest, with a growing waitlist of farmers eager to join the Farmer Focus network.
Our Chili solution is now live on the SAP Store. Our Chili is excited to announce that its solutions are now live on the SAP Store, offering smart recruitment solutions to enterprises worldwide. The integration with SAP SuccessFactors provides automation-driven capabilities that enhance hiring accuracy, talent acquisition speed, and recruiter productivity. Benefits include optimized hiring productivity, unbiased recruitment with redaction solution, enhanced data accuracy, efficient bulk data management, and seamless data migration. Paramdeep Singh, head of marketing at Our Chili, highlighted the commitment to delivering intelligent solutions for global enterprises. Our Chili's presence on SAP Store, Oracle Cloud Marketplace, and Salesforce AppExchange reflects the dedication to innovation in HR technology. Explore how Our Chili can elevate your hiring process today on the SAP Store page.
State employees offered $20,000 as part of buyout aimed at cutting payrolls. Thousands of state employees have been offered a buyout program, part of GovOther Wes Moore's plan to reduce state government size and cut $121 million from ongoing personnel expenses. Eligible full-time executive branch employees can receive $20,000 plus $300 for each year of service, 6 months of paid state health benefits, and payout of unused leave and compensatory time. The deadline to apply is August 4th, with no set target for the number of employees to participate. Senate Minority Leader Senator Stephen S. Hershey Jr. criticized the offer as a short-term fix for a long-term problem. Approximately 52,000 positions are within the state personnel system, with 4,800 vacant as of May. Not all employees will be eligible, as some have less than 2 years of service. The Department of Budget and Management will ultimately approve or deny applications.
Antidote Professional Development and Habits at Work announced strategic partnership with the launch of Hello, a breakthrough onboarding program designed to build trust from day one. Antidote Professional Development and Habits at Work have announced a strategic partnership with the launch of Hello, a breakthrough onboarding program designed to build trust from day one. Hello is a short-form, story-driven onboarding experience that accelerates trust, sparks engagement, and helps new hires feel like insiders from day one. By combining Antidote's edutainment storytelling with Habits at Work's trust-building frameworks, Hello delivers relatable scenarios rooted in behavioral science with cinematic quality. It's onboarding that feels like a favorite show, designed to shape lasting habits for high performance. Andrew Sykes, founder of Habits at Work, emphasizes the importance of building trust from the start, while Julie Rollower, co-founder of Antidote, highlights the goal of entertaining, educating, and driving behavior. Hello is now available for organizations seeking to reinvent their onboarding and employee experience.
Affordable braces and exceptional care in Orlando. Imagine Orthodontic Studio in Orlando, FL is dedicated to providing top-notch orthodontic care for kids and adults. With a focus on affordability and accessibility, the studio offers personalized treatment plans tailored to each patient's unique smile goals. The board-certified orthodontists at Imagine Orthodontic Studio prioritize patient care, offering traditional metal braces, ceramic braces, and clear aligners to meet diverse needs. Whether it's braces for kids or adults, the team ensures a positive and supportive experience. By fostering community involvement and promoting oral health awareness, Imagine Orthodontic Studio goes above and beyond to make orthodontic care accessible and enjoyable in Orlando, FL.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.